having trouble.
I can hear one participator. Barely. He got me squished so far in the background. Barely exists in here.
Were you in the Subgenius movie?
An electronic army.
Maybe you were me in the Subgenius movie. That means you get to have the dark haired girl tonight. Because that's me.
I like me. You guys would be all over my question I asked earlier, but no one answered it.
Oh, well.
I said, I wonder if Don Joyce and Larry Harvey are now hanging out watching Burning Man every summer, now that they have passed
M
on.
Good, too.
I don't know if Don liked
the best of Van Morrison.
I know, I was thinking that, too. Yeah. Well, would Don really be watching Burning Man? I was just trying to connect the two together, that's all.
But I understand.
I thought he was talking about
they're the dead guys
get the
now.
Upper hand with
they just called it.
Don got his own movie. Yeah. I was lumped in with a bunch of other guys.
England.
Well, your show always came on after his show, and then you often talked about Burning Man, so there's the connection.
Gotcha.
There you go.
I always feel better about hearing about Burning Man.
Don't drop the city
all the time,
on the way.
Every minute of every day.
Xandor dropped Kandor.
When you're not talking about Kennedy, of course. There were a lot of shows about Kennedy.
Heroin.
Oh, yeah.
You got to mix that in there.
Yeah. I'll probably pull that up later. I just got a 2-record set of news of that guy being shot again.
Oh, no.
Probably another collector's item. Yeah, I think it's ABC News. It's the kind of thing they used to send you if you wrote to them.
Is it different now?
Yeah, probably is.
Something is wrong here. Something is terribly wrong.
Radio criminal.
We can see Jackie's being sued. Spread eagle.
Jackie's being sued by who? I don't know.
By Ari.
Is there
by Parker Posey?
Is it off?
What a great movie. Not as good as the Subgenius documentary.
No,
that was the third greatest film ever made.
He's great.
Don't be all scared about that. I don't think you're crazy.
Just come on.
Just spoil.
How did it end the movie? Spoil it for us. What happened?
Brother and sister did have sex.
I knew it. Which movie?
You didn't watch it all the way through. It was too scary.
I think the Subgenius movie.
Oh, the Subgenius movie. Yeah.
Fundraising.
Probably not a good idea. Yeah, we went tonight to the Subgenius
movie. Who had sex at the
Subgenius? All the Subgenius.
Oh, they all had sex?
Cracker Barrel.
Not with each other. They just all had some sex. They found some in a bag.
No, they just kept promising it. Promise is promise. Ivan Dottali promised.
I'd love to do the Cracker Barrel.
That's what religion is.
Bring in bales of hay and cows and things.
Well, you can have like cardboard.
Do you know if they logged any of the old episodes from the...
Well, it's like a country store.
From what?
The 90s.
Well, we got
it. The original Over the Edge, and then later the Compelling Evidence. Did they ever log the old episodes by any chance? Did they ever record them?
I actually have all of the shows from the very first one in 1982 on cassette tape. I'm digitizing it right now. I don't know if they exist in many. There was a website. There were two websites.
I have best of volumes from the 80s and 90s.
And also, where does Don's stuff reside? The negative land world. There should be an address I can give you. Because they had top people working on digitizing all of Don's shows.
Oh, that's archive.org.
Archive.org.
The first time I called, I was about 14 years old, and it was 1988 or 89 was the first time I called the show, Over the Edge.
You're
about
a nippy call and stuff.
Nothing but Napoleon. 82 for me.
So, I'd like to get an old copy, some of them old ones.
Yeah.
Well, if you go, can I give my URL? Is that okay? If you go to nationalcynical.bandcamp.com and search, well, just look on that page for Subgenius. You'll find old shows. In fact, Bob Nelson, who used to run the old show, bought those volumes from me. I felt kind of bad about that.
People who found a puzzling evidence show inside the broadcast.
But it's my edits from the 80s and 90s.
The worst thing
it was called something different.
No,
I remember. I remember specifically the weatherman talking about the bus driver's seats do hit, and him talking about the Contra Costa County School District. And I just, I'll never forget it. That was the very first show I tuned into. That was the one I called into. So, yeah, I'll have to look into that. Weatherman.
I'm just reporting Weatherman. What they said.
And then if you go to archive.org and search on Over the Edge Archives.
Edge.
They've got about two-thirds of his entire oeuvre. At that
awesome.
Thing. They're not all there, but about, I think two-thirds of them are up there. In lossless mode, too, in FLAC format.
How big are the files?
Yeah, for nostalgia's sake. I'd like to go back.
They're pretty big. You can stream them or download them or torrent them or all sorts of formats like OGG format or MP3 format. So it's a lot of work they put into it.
Very cool. Yeah, I'd like that. That'd be awesome. So,
staying down all day and up all night.
So very cool. I appreciate the information.
And I, years ago, I sent that bomb scare show that I did with Don to George Carlin, and he was very complimentary and very enthusiastic about it in his voicemail back to me.
That's also because Phineas said he knew people that were in movies.
Yeah. Regal.
Which really just opens doors.
Yeah. I had to name drop a few names.
A few famous bombers.
Yeah, don't be.
You know, they could do a tribute to Don Joyce, call it Under
There's
a Ledge.
Duo
over the Edge. They could do it Under
Uno
a Ledge
bomber.
And do something similar. I don't know, I'm just saying.
Just
something like that.
Pick up our bombers and leave them on the side table. Or don't forget to turn on the side microphone. Put out the side dishes. You need the microphone on the side. The oysters
so,
are on the
calling you guys from Oregon, by the way. From Roseburg, Oregon.
Oregon?
Wow. And I'll be... the only way I'm going to get my Burning Man fixed is if I watch the live feed. So I will watch the live feed.
Oh, really? You don't drive through Merrill? Drive through Merrill on the way to...
Well... My goal is to go 2020. If I can make it, I'll go 2020. I'm in I'm in college. I'm in the viticulture program for the wine industry here. We have a huge wine industry in the Umpqua Valley.
That's
so
it. You can grow grapes at Burning Man.
That's a grape cluster. A big grape cluster. You could take the grapes off and bounce them around on the playa. That could be like light up like grapes.
But that will stain the sand.
That would be moot.
Don't hurt the moot.
So,
harm the biological uniqueness.
A good time to go too is Jublia. It's all around the 4th of July. Then it's really fun.
It's called 4th of Jublia, and all the rules are not in evidence.
I saw this wino.
No, I know there's changing happening too. There's a lot of changes happening with the BLM forcing their environmental stuff. I did read I saw that.
I know, yeah. It's reached a kind of peak there of craziness. Governmental contact.
100,000 souls streaming into the Burning Man.
The various parties jockey back and forth for what to do with the nice desert.
And they bought Fly Ranch, and they can go there now. Or
pretty much bought all of it.
When I asked Flash, who gets to go to Fly during Burning Man, he said, rich people. And I'm sure it's true.
Wasn't there some rich Russian oligarchs going there to make some exclusive camp that they...
One of the turnkey camps.
There are a lot of those, yeah.
But then, of course, there are also the American oligarchs. Some good old boys climbed in and vandalized their fancy schmancy equipment.
Glued their refrigerator door.
They glued their refrigerator door closed. That'll fix them risky rusty. And... not only that, but there are other camps of even less repute.
No, Hal. Sorry.
Camps.
There's people in the chat box, finally.
There are? They're in the chat box? Well, why don't they clean it? That cat would be
probably puzzling evidence, but
it really smells.
He's right here.
It reeks of ammonia.
Hello.
Oh, hello.
Hello.
Hi.
What your fans
I'm on the air.
Hello, my honey. Hello, my baby. Hello, my ragtime gal. Send me a kiss by wire.
Baby, my heart's on fire. If you refuse me, baby, you'll lose me. Then you'll be left alone. So baby, telephone and tell me I'm your own.
Man of Earth, welcome on the show.
Thank you. I'm just calling because I was just listening and you're talking about the archives of the show. And I'm just wondering why you don't got a direct link on NegativeLand.com to those archives.
Noah's Archives.
Probably because you guys are lazy and never did it.
Oh, are we supposed to get up?
That's not my job.
They had too much stuff to do, so they couldn't get to it. That's the problem.
Yeah, it's on the list. It's inside the bucket, out on the flyer.
2015 on NegativeLand.com, KPFA's most recent.
Just Google archive.org NegativeLand.
Mark Osler will do it. Drop him a note. He's a nice guy.
You should stop the show and go do that right now.
Stop! Do you know how to do it? What's the button you push?
That's what I mean. I have to study stuff.
What does this button do?
No, there's going. I got to go on YouTube and look at the therapy tapes.
I don't know HTML.
Oh, it's one of my favorite things.
Monsters. Games of Outer Space. Created by the Martians to destroy the human race.
Named after the president.
What is this Burning Man thing? Oh, it's Subgenius. Did the Subgeniuses start Burning Man? Yeah, probably.
You're just trying to change the subject again.
We had the Bobley Tower one year, and the Philo Drive-In Theater, and the Michael Pepe Trailer Demolition. We had all sorts of stuff in that banner year on the floor.
Where the hell did you do that?
Okay. Oh, my eyeball.
Thank you all.
Oh, now you've done it. Don't rub them. Don't touch them.
You're right.
They'll fall out again.
Scott Baio, really hurts.
Scott Baio.
Another high ball, and I've lost an eyeball.
I have what it takes.
It is about what you think it's
that
about.
No one.
You were right. I
shouldn't have
touched
love me.
Now it's worse than before.
In fact, in all the ways that Bob's death resonates with members of his generation.
Everybody thinks about
him. They got him in his generation.
Oh, you stop bragging.
Kind of a de facto death.
Hip.
So how do you feel about that now that it's all out in the open, now that people are talking about it after all these years?
Yeah, they got to get used to it. It's all over and done with. That's a long time ago.
That Bob stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, I know. Well, that
was Bob killing Bob.
All of us long-haired Bob people of those days.
On the Bob killing ground.
I didn't have long hair, but those other guys did.
Yeah, some of us even had hair. Yes, it was a hair restorer.
Oh, because the show is too
hairy.
Cool.
Time when Bob got blasted on stage.
Yeah, but sometimes
blast off.
Sometimes you get up and you just don't feel like killing Bob.
Well, he's hard to kill. He's like weeds, even when he's whacked. But I've seen it happen more than once.
A Bob whacker?
Yeah, there's usually one in every crowd. A Bob whacker. It has to be done right. With the right weapons.
I want to say I'm very excited about the fact that the Reverend David Apocalypse was one of the first people to speak in the film.
Yes, did you notice that? It was David Apocalypse's voice that you hear first.
Hard to miss it.
No, I did not.
Yes, from X-Day.
Yeah, telling people to finish up before the the ship was showing up.
Yeah, that's pretty funny. The one about you finish your masturbation.
Oh, okay.
So that's David.
That was funny, yeah.
He was there, and my girlfriend freaked out and wanted me to take her away from the David Apocalypse zone.
That happens.
He was dressed up as a clown and was honking a horn, and she was terrified. And so we went down the road, but then he appeared further down the road honking his horn. And then, later on, he came up very wryly and made the peace symbol. You know, he saw I was ducking out on his show, but it wasn't my idea.
Him with a bullhorn is just peas and carrots, boys.
Oh, peas was there, but not carrots. She stayed home. But Reverend Peas came several times. It turned out to be quite a nice fellow, too, after all the abuse we had been pelting him with. He's a good guy. He can jump right up on stage, join the band. He improvises, thinks on his feet. And meanwhile, Carrots, back at home, keeps the home fires a-burning.
not if we can get those kids.
I thought Reverend Pease was sort of a lightweight, but I was wrong. I was wrong.
Does Reverend Pease use a bullhorn too, or?
No, sir. He don't use no bullhorn no how. Not that I've ever seen.
That's a gentleman.
He's got a fine, loud voice.
How did the St. Stupid's Day parade go this year?
It was pretty good. We went to all the stations of stupidity.
Wow.
We didn't go to no concrete enclosed playground because it's a weekday. Or, depending on your point of view, a strong day. And not only did we have the doggy niner heads, but we had the missile dick chicks, missile bearing missile wagon pointing up at an angle at the sky.
Where did the doggy diner heads go after?
They accompany the parade and they went back to their place of rest afterwards, where they are kept in perpetual safety.
So the missile,
by the Dogminican Order, pardon me.
The missile dick chicks actually had a little bit of a controversy. They went across country this year.
Yeah, I'm sure that didn't go over well in God's wrath, Georgia.
No, it did not. And when they went to visit a Republican office. Well, because the missile dick chicks are in fact Republicans, you know, they are the wives of oligarchs, and
they say they are. But just between you and me and the gatepost, they're about as Republican as a spiritual being is a power shovel.
Well, they were trying to do was talk about how wonderful Raytheon was and how the profits were booming, and
that's what they do.
For some reason,
that's why they're part of the stupid coterie.
For some reason, some crazy person decided to say that they were funded by George Soros.
Hmm.
In fact, it made national news that there were some people called the Missile Dick Chicks, and they were being funded by George Soros.
Well, to the Republicans, everything bad is funded by George Soros.
I don't think Mr. Soros had ever heard of the Missile Dick Chicks.
Well, before then, but he sure heard of them now, and cut them a juicy grant.
Oh, yummy.
Also, in the news, Bishop Joey made a vocal appearance in the movie last night. Tonight, whenever it was.
Oh, yeah.
You heard his voice in
just
there.
Just his voice.
His echoing, ghostly voice was added to the cacophony of cacophony was vaguely represented.
I might have been in there for like a frame, you know. I have to.
So you were framed, yeah. Phineas.
I recognized my shirt because I had like a red, white, and blue tie-dye shirt. I think it X-ray.
And this guy is gray.
I was in there at some point. So. But Onan was very good in that.
On a winter's day.
I like the siding of you. The lesser people.
Yeah.
Taking away from my screen time, but other than that.
The little people.
Yeah. Onan and who? Sterno and somebody else. It was nice seeing everybody in there.
Yeah.
Explaining these religious concepts.
Stepped into a church.
Yeah, they should have had a... More more. That was the whole thing.
And there was a guy with a pipe up there. The
tension between the old subgenius yelling and screaming, because that was when I kind of relaxed from a lot of that. When Doug turned into a Church of Hate,
settle down.
Back in the summer or others, it was all about hating the world. I thought, no, it's not.
I hate the world.
Let go of subgenius.
I was so excited to learn about the Yeti tonight.
Yeah.
Someone fed us that question. So, of course, we had to give him the razzmatazz $5 answer.
You were talking about Trump being kind of subgenius, and I wanted to make the joke.
Well, he is, unfortunately,
A Yeti is our president, and yet he is our president.
That was one I made years ago on the Puzzling Evidence Show because Ronald Wilson Reagan, the 45th president of the United States, had the sagittal crest, which distinguishes not only the gorilla but the adult Yeti, And then after a pause, I would say, yet he's our president. Get it? Snort, snort, yuck, yuck.
But if you look up, if you Google Bigfoot and Trump, there's a side-by-side comparison of the Bigfoot film and Trump walking away.
They do walk similarly. Yeah. And, of course, Bill Maher, a long time ago, suggested that Trump's father was not Fred Trump, but actually a red-haired baboon. And he put both pictures up. And Trump sued him, saying that there was no evidence that Fred Trump was a red-haired baboon. I mean, Trump actually just took it totally seriously and sued Bill
Maher.
Did
he really sue him, or did he threaten?
He sued him, and it went nowhere. It was thrown out of court, but it is constantly brought back to by Bill Maher, who also came up with an interesting nickname for Trump. I don't know if you were following it.
Trumps?
No. Brocahontas. Oh. It turns out that Trump's financial empire is all in debt and in arrears and so forth.
Yeah, the brilliant businessman.
I'm not always thrilled by Bill Maher.
I know you're not.
I'm going to give him that one. I will.
Well, but he was attacked for, you know, he's trespassing on Native Americans and blah, blah, blah. But still, I thought it was funny because Trump slings that around all the time. Pocahontas said it. So Trump now being called Brocahontas, maybe he won't do it that anymore to Elizabeth Warren.
If all the debates that political debates that you would want to see, what two of these cult of personality types would you want to see going at each other?
Well, I'd put Trump up against anybody intelligent, anybody who could talk. Anybody could think on his feet.
Bring back Frank Zappa and let him go up against him.
Was Zappa that good at coming up with something right on the spur of the moment?
Yeah, I think he could. I think he could.
Well, I hope so, but unfortunately, Zappa will have to be exhumed and zapped with electricity by Dr. Friedrich Frankenstein.
He's smoldering underneath some unmarked grave right now.
But his soul goes marching on.
So Trump would basically make a... like, oh, that dead Frank. That's my nickname for him, Dead Frank.
Well, I don't know how much use a hurtful nickname can be against a dead guy. Nothing hurts more than being dead, according to the zombies in, what's that zombie movie where they complain about the pain of being dead?
Return
of the Living Dead.
Oh, that's a shame.
It hurts to be dead.
Yeah, they interview a zombie, and they say, what's that? Why are you, running around eating brains? They say, because it gets rid of the pain. You know, what pain? The pain of being dead.
Right.
Brains. So, ever since then, people have taken that as part of the zombie lore, that they eat brains. It comes from the Return of the Living Dead, which is not part of George Romero's series, which is orthogonal to it, but was quite clever, like everything that the late Dan O'Bannon came up with.
It was almost a comedy.
It's funny, but it takes itself seriously.
Yeah.
If you can appreciate that paradox. There were some interesting gags in it. When they go over to the UNITA mortuary to get help, the guy who's in charge is an ex-Nazi war criminal, but you have to pay very close attention
to him. He's got a Luger.
He's not only got a Luger, but his name, I forget what it is, but he's a wanted Nazi war criminal, and he's playing Wagner as he's sewing up a corpse. What is the guy's name? It's been a while since I've seen the film. I know a lot of people don't like it.
He wants to take the weasels and put them out of their misery in the parking lot with their Luger instead.
See, not only do all the deaders come to life, but also the scientific specimens and the supply company come alive. So half dogs and stuffed weasels and so on, they all come alive and they're running around. He's bashing with the shovel, but of course they don't die.
And the way they made the butterflies, remember the butterflies?
Yes, they're half butterflies in the cases, and they start flapping their wings.
But the way they did that was they just blew air against the,
Well, it was clever in all ways. But, of course, those doofuses at the beginning go bumbling around, and they release the toxic gas that causes the zombies to come out. But then at the end, it turns out that the U.S. government has a secret contingency plan to get rid of a zombie attack. And they reach that government headquarters, and they're talking, and we're trapped in the basement, and there's something. Yes, sir, I see. And then what did you do? Mm-hmm. And what did you do then? Well, we accidentally let it out. All right, and then...
And the phone number's on there.
Yeah, the phone number was on the can that the zombie came out of.
And then they had some sequels to that, too, with the James Karen and the,
yes,
the kid.
The sequels were not as good, because the sequels weren't written by Dan O'Bannon. No. But it turns out that the government plan was to send a small nuclear device, which they show being fired to vaporize everybody. And then the fallout coming down percolates through a million graveyards, and you see them all rumbling, and zombies start coming out of them. You know, a typical government solution to the problem. Very funny movie. What was the guy's name? It's not Martin Bormann, but it was... He's one of the wanted Nazi war criminals that they never... caught, and he's a friend of Clu Gulager, the boss at the supply company. He said, "I'm going to Ernie Kaltenbrunner."
Clu Gulager is in the new Tarantino movie.
Tarantino digs out these actors that people have forgotten, and they're all good, and he brings them back.
Bruce Dern in it too, and I thought, wow, Bruce Dern is like, where did he find him?
Bruce Dern's been around, and he put Bruce Dern in the Hateful Eight also as the old Civil War. Veteran who's by the fire, you know.
But in this new one, Bruce Dern is the owner of Spawn Ranch. He plays that guy.
Who recently died.
Yeah, and Burt Reynolds was going to play him, but...
How sleazy and cheesy can you get?
Hey, that's what he does the best.
And then
Brenda Vaccaro is in it, too.
Holy guacamole.
The other ones love it.
What they should do is have Quentin Tarantino do a Star Trek movie. And they were going to, but then the Star Trek fans were outraged and wrote a million letters saying, no, please don't let him do a Star Trek movie.
So is the Subgenius movie going to come out on DVD?
I'm thinking, too. It'll be on Netflix late, 3 in the morning.
I actually learned a lot about the church that I didn't know, and so it's good for people.
It was quite informative.
I never knew about the whole Papa Joe Mama controversy.
That guy's a walking controversy, I gotta tell you.
I gasped. I was so shocked at that behavior.
On his show at KZSU.
With the Columbine thing? With the radio show?
The Papa Joe Mama Association of... The Church of the Subgenius with the so-called trench coat mafia of Eric Harris and Dylan Klebold, who were themselves influenced Matrix series, where they wear trench coats and kill a million people.
One morning and listening to NPR, as you do, and then I heard that call.
And did you know it was Kurt?
It took me a moment. As soon as he said the word Subgenius, I realized it was Kurt faking a voice.
Yeah,
and
you can tell his voice.
He went on and on and on. I went, oh, my God. And then immediately the news about the Boston thing happened.
Well, they were banned in Boston, but then they got an offer from the local Baptist church. Then, they couldn't enter the church, they performed the whole show on the steps of the church, and people drove up and shone their car headlights for stage lighting.
Yeah, pretty wonderful.
Yep, that makes a great story.
At the original X Day, he seemed to be almost dressed up as a Nazi, but
he was
a Russian.
He was dressed up. He has his own SS uniform. Mr. von Kirsteiner is a very conflicted person.
He has a lot of Nazi uniforms. Enough to where we were able to staff a whole
submarine for a
Nazi crew on a submarine. They'd be catching Navy uniforms.
Well, I'll never
forget that cruise.
I thought that the film covered the dark side of the church, but I think it did a very good objective job of that, too. There's some controversy about things.
Well, it shows nobody tried to do that, but it does creep in when you get a lot of creeps in church.
But they didn't name names for the most part.
They didn't name the names and rake the muck. No, we don't want more lawsuits.
No.
So, As tis.
You don't have to pay. I don't have to pay. It'll be those guys that made all the money on the movie that'll
The thing is, that all it takes is for one crazy to commit a big crime and call himself a sub-genius, you see. Then everybody will be digging it out
and spinning
it. Nobody
will care, because you know what the thing, the angle then will be? Look how old those guys are.
So compared to other churches, we've been amazingly scandal-free, I think. To the
yeah, nobody tried to shoot Bob early.
Well, I mean, that's true.
But they shot him in many times afterwards in imitation of
I like that Bob
the original
came
audacity.
Out of the limo first before the little poor beat-up Bob, Bob head.
That horrible dummy that looks worse every year. It's often dragged around.
So what is so this year you'll have to watch the movie again and again.
Probably it will be shown at X-Day.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah, what if, Subgenius did something, they just think, they were alive during Crosby, Stills, Nash. That's how old they are. And people were booing on Mr. Bush, on the former president.
They were booing him
And the Reagan, too.
They were booing Bush in the clip. That was the moment where he's standing in the rubble and they're booing, and then Bush... thinks fast, and he pretends that the booing is for the terrorists, and he takes control of it, and he takes control of the crowd. But they were originally booing him. He did a pretty clever thing there. He deflected the boos and got them on his side. But, of course, they didn't show the footage that you see in Michael Moore's movie where Bush is in the schoolroom trying to read Your Pet Goat to the kids, or The Pet Goat, and an aide comes and whispers in his ears, "We were just attacked. They destroyed and you just see his face there, and he's sitting thinking about it. Well, why didn't Bush get up and do something? Well, he didn't want to scare the children.
I wrote to Michael Moore while he was making that movie, and I said, why don't you have a split screen at the beginning of the movie and have George Bush on one side of the screen and then the buildings falling on the other side and have like a clock going and showing it's real time. And that's exactly what he did. And he never acknowledged my
letter. You know, Republicans blew up Michael Moore's house with a fertilizer bomb.
Republicans?
Yes, they acknowledged doing it. They were
all Republicans.
Never heard of that.
They're just the ones who blew up the house, like the ones who blew up a train trestle in Texas because of their disapproval of public transportation.
Oh, lucky nobody was.
The train stopped before it reached the trestle, fortunately. No, they're quite capable of acting to support their principles and have done so in the past.
All of them at once.
Can you get insured against people blowing up your house? Is that a...
Well, maybe Hillary Clinton ought to, because many times people have shown up outside her place and someone called C-SPAN and said, what I don't understand is why Hillary Clinton hasn't been executed yet. You know, where they're interviewing, some politician is on there and they take calls from the public.
I'm just glad I didn't pay to see that movie tonight because there was nothing about the guy from Canada.
Oh,
the Canuck.
Bob Dobbs,
the pink
media
Canuck.
Guy.
Met and talked to.
He wasn't anywhere in the movie.
No, it's best not to give him publicity.
He's going to have to find his own Sandy Booth.
He'll
have to make his own movie.
Oh,
yes, he never changes. He's still a Lyndon LaRouche guy, even though there's no more Lyndon LaRouche.
Somebody's got to do it.
And his friend, Nelson Thal, is rich and gives him helicopter rides, but Mr. so-called Bob Dobbs, actual name Bob Dean, is still spinning his wheels. And he met with Stang and said, look, there's enough in this for both of us. And Stang said, no, this is a copyrighted thing, actually. Well, you can't copyright a name. Well, actually, yes, we can. And actually, yes, we have.
Our slaves of the world for the past 2 years.
And so the pink Canucks continue since they just can't conceive of themselves as
I assure you
being wrong or on another
this.
Path.
There were so many black sheep in that story, you could make a weekly series. Just
telling
the stories.
And they don't even have any wool.
pull the wool over.
Yeah, that'd be fun. Just
I think
stories.
Pull the wool over your own eyes is extremely important. You know, we, you know, have all these weird delusions of our own, but we don't have the conspiracies delusions. We don't believe in Alex Jones, but we believe in Yetis and so on. So it was pretty comprehensive, and I was very relieved that it wasn't what I thought
I was
it would
too.
Be, which was something which stipulated that it all happened long ago
okay,
and
no
is over with in the 80s, and now everybody's old and nodding by the fire.
Turn are behind me. I think backwards, and I do it for fun. To say a godzillion is the highest number there is.
There's some
a
movie.
Bob-zillion.
A godzillion dollars. The, I'll take that.
There's some movie on the on YouTube about it. It shows the age of the universe, like
and the wrinkles, the falling hair, the falling.
It
arches.
Accelerates like 10 times every 10 seconds and goes like trillions and trillions and trillions.
It's like the internet,
that's gotta
man.
Hurt.
Into the future until the last supermassive black hole explodes
and sucks the all of, the universe.
That's the end of time. No.
Yes, well, the question is, does it all start over again in the theory
yeah,
of eternal recurrence? So then I'll see you a couple billion years from now, just in the same spot. But there's also that film Power of Ten. Are you familiar with that one? That's the model for all such pictures, where it starts on the molecular level, and then it keeps zooming out until you're way out past
in.
The... The galaxy.
Actually, it starts in a picnic and goes out and then comes back in the molecular. It's on YouTube, folks. Just
the Hellstrom Chronicle. Do you remember that movie from the 70s?
It's a bug movie.
It's about, you know, it's actually microphotography of bugs, and it's pretty good, but then it's wrapped up in this story about this fake scientist saying, we've only got a little while longer, the bugs are going to take over, they're utterly ruthless. And one shot that's in it shows lovers, they're lying on a blanket, they're kissing, it's in the summer, they make out, and then it zooms into right next to them, two insects are eating them each other alive with horrible sound effects. To show
really
how
pretty.
Horrible
no.
the insect
it shows you how
world
bugs
is.
Die.
And it cuts to famous big bug monster
Uzi?
Movies like Them.
Yeah.
And
they have bug goo in them.
I saw a poster for a really...
We call it Ichor.
Really obscure movie
or
called
Limp.
Day of the Dolphin.
With George C. Scott.
With George C. Scott. Yeah.
And some chirping
it's
dolphins that'll steal your heart
we
away.
We don't recommend watching that one. Because it's very
What's that you say?
He unwittingly trains a dolphin to assassinate the president, I guess.
Watch that.
Pet the dolphin, Mr.
The
President.
Cove.
No, you'd better not pet that dolphin, Mr. President. Step back from the dolphin, Mr. President. Now get him, boy.
Like crap.
That dolphin
goats.
Just shot the president.
Can you resist the pull of a dolphin? I'd want to pet the dolphin.
They got big teeth. They can bite the bejesus out of you. They usually don't bite
them. They're so
nice
gray and slimy, and you just want to touch them.
They're nice, most of them, but that doesn't mean all individuals will behave in the same manner. You could just have the bad luck to draw the crankiest, bitchiest dolphin in the ocean.
I was trying to pet one at SeaWorld one time, and I almost got my finger nipped off.
Yeah, you're going to bite your head off. How's that for your peaceable dolphin?
Yeah.
One day... My father always told this story. He was a young man. He used to swim way out in the ocean. He was out and something bumped him and he thought, oh my God, shark, you know, but then a dolphin stuck its head up and went, ruh, 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 ruh. And then it helped him. It pushed him all the way back to,
gave him $50.
Sure. Yeah. Gave him a haircut, a shoe shine.
I would be so happy if a dolphin would just help me.
Help
solve all my problems.
Me.
If the dolphin would just say, it's gonna be alright.
Then you know.
You know, that dolphin's got his own problems. He's in the ocean with all that plastic and everything, and you want him to help you now on top of all that other stuff he has to do in there?
Not to mention all the sonar waves we put in the ocean that screw up their communication.
Yes, they interfere with whale music and everything else.
Well, they just need a hug.
From a giant octopus.
We call him Nemo.
And we just can't find him anywhere. actually.
Oh, that's Neo? No, that would be... Yeah, Neo.
Finding Nemo. Nemo.
No one. No, what is no one?
Nemo is no one.
No, Nemo, yeah, right.
No man.
Neo is
that's
the
what
Matrix.
I was thinking too.
Neo was the Keanu Reeves character in The Matrix, Mr. Anderton. A name which in itself means son of man.
But he was said to be the one, and one is an anagram of Neo.
Yeah, I'm writing boy, they're getting all clever.
Don't talk so fast, you guys. Okay, now...
I keep trying to plug into the cloud, and it keeps raining on me.
You need a rain.
Don't
you're
do
plugging
that.
In the wrong end.
You know, get a shock in the rain with those plugs. I wouldn't do it if I were you, buddy. You know,
but
watch
don't you
out
have a question about Subgenius?
Wear a rubber
we're in
glove,
the Subgenius theme
a rubber
today.
Boot, and a rubber.
Do you have a question? What? You know who should we? That's a question for the weatherman. He wouldn't know how to answer that.
No.
Well, he's not here. I hate to rain on your cloud parade.
Washington.
He's up in the Pacific
Northwest.
Not
the one they. Not the Washington that they named the president after.
And their movie is going to come out.
Washington.
The Road to Never. The Road to Negative Land, it's called. Well, then Bishop Joey's coming out with a movie about St. Stupid.
Well, his son.
His grandson.
I mean, his grandson is making that one.
Oh, okay.
We've prevailed upon him to recut it.
Oh.
The one that he made was so depressing, people killed themselves.
No. That's my fault. I'm sorry about that.
Right. How do you
how
have any culpability there?
Well, I kind of went my own way with that movie, and they probably shouldn't have put what I said in the film.
Oh yeah, okay.
Oh, did you say something?
It's amazing when an interview of him in the movie can really.
I had a very accusatory tone and. I accused Bishop Joey of being a mean drunk and all sorts of terrible things. And, you know, I thought I was helping. Yeah. And, you know, it turned out that you know, you just can't do that to a man's grandson. He'll just, he'll just run with it.
He didn't drink anything except wine that he snatches off some rich
person's
table.
I had photographic evidence of some bad behavior. And
well, he's an old Navy man, you know, sailors and the grog. And
cussing like a sailor, eh?
We made,
back in
one year we made a bunch of copies of and protest signs with pictures of Bishop Joey drinking a lot of Jack Daniels. And we thought it'd be fun to protest the
he was all
the parade
jacked up on
and you know stomp around saying he was a mean drunk and
oh,
you
did
know
the stomp around he did the
he got
around.
His revenge later and
uh-oh.
So we'll see if they recut the film and hopefully leave me out.
Well, maybe they'll keep you in, but add weird soundtrack and words that you never made.
That was something I really enjoyed in this movie was she did, or her editor, I'm sure it wasn't Sandy herself, because it would take somebody who plays with this stuff to know it, but threw in little sound effects, perfectly placed.
Yes, I saw them.
And the Philo dropping his pencil in the original, whatever it is, movie. Just little things like that really make it. It seemed like
it's like one of those movies that you'd almost see something new every time you watch it, you know?
Yeah, especially my stuff.
Well, you came off pretty well. Also, Lies, I thought, had some real good moments.
And Onan, too, was very good.
Yeah, Onan's always good.
Well, I like the parts about how you found each other and, you know, like you were just, you found a tape and you played it on air and then they heard you and say, why are our voices on air, and who is this guy? And
they even showed Bob Nelson there.
Oh. Yeah, that was nice. Because without Bob Nelson, there's no Over the Edge and no Puzzle.
Right.
How did you get involved?
Well, it's so long ago.
Oh, how did Hal get on the show?
How did Hal get involved with Subgenius?
Oh, I worked at Rip Off Press at the same time that Paul did, and when they sent that pamphlet and read Fred Todd threw it in the trash, I was there.
I was also excited to find out that Paul always had that beard.
Necessarily always. Not when I first knew him, but he has had it for a long time. He used to have long hair, you know.
He looked like a little mushroom.
He looked like a tree a from the back. Mushroom. You know,
actually, he looked like one of the percussion guys in Weather Report. There was a guy, a Puerto Rican guy, looked just like Paul, because he had giant hair. Really, I was envious of his giant 60s hair. And then one day, we were on Market Street, Nora and myself, and for further information, another couple, and we're trapped in the building by somebody who was on acid shooting up and down Market Street.
He called himself Chief Cherokee.
And Nora turned to Paul and said, "Your hair looks so 60s, you should cut it off." And to my shock, Paul said yes. And then Nora gave him his haircut, his first haircut in many years.
Oh, she did that, eh?
Yeah.
Well, you know, like Samson, his strength.
Exactly, yeah. He just fell over and he never did art again.
Well, speaking of mushrooms, we'll be able to bite into one. Not
all right.
Have to worry about it pretty soon.
Yep, they're going to legalize shrooms in Berkeley.
Are they really?
That's what I read.
In Berkeley?
Yes, it's in the paper. It's got to be true.
This world is a changing.
It's on the front page of KPFA's website. Yes, sir.
Well, Berkeley is a changing.
People on. Oh, yeah, here it is. People on the air must be on shrooms.
Okay. The hemptress was saying something about Trump legalizing hemp, which I thought
she was just about to give me a nice smoke of a joint, and then she got distracted, and I never got to smoke that decent marijuana.
The odd side effect is, like in Colorado, where they have legalized, you know, they have legalized the shrooms there, it's already, some of the funding is already going towards school, which is ironic, because... I mean,
plus, with shrooms, who needs school?
How can you argue with it, right? I mean, it's kind of a weird thing.
Well, I always used in the Bee Hall bathroom.
The Oakland City Council's Public Safety Committee approved a resolution Tuesday to decriminalize certain natural psychedelics, including magic mushrooms, paving the way for Oakland to become the second city in the country to do so after Denver, the mile-high city. The resolution, introduced by committee chairman Noel Gallo, instructs law enforcement to stop investigating and prosecuting people using the drugs. It applies to psychedelics that come from plants or fungi, not synthetic drugs like LSD or MDMA, also known as ecstasy. The measure next heads to the city council for deliberation.
Oh, why stop?
Before you let me go here real quick, I actually have in my hand, I've got, I've got a J in my hand. I'd like to smoke with you real quick. Just take a puff of some chocolate haze, and I'll smoke it here with you before you cut me off.
Great.
So I'll light this up real quick and smoke it with you. There you go.
Chocolate
this virtual dope is great.
Smooth.
There you go.
Things don't seem the same.
Where am I?
Thank you for partaking over the air. That was very cool.
High's all gone.
There you go.
Doesn't last very long in the air.
No.
Because it's in the air.
Yes. Well, better than what I'm working on.
Wasn't there a bong to be seen in that movie somewhere?
You mean ribbon around a bong? Oh, the bong in the film.
Maybe
yes.
Not. Maybe
no, you're right. There was a brief flash of a bong. It's funny. The audience did laugh, as they always do. I could hear Ken Kniesla, one of the smoke pot guys, laughing.
Yeah, that was great. He came just to laugh.
Good for him. Movies need laughs, too. I think Sandy was relaxing when she found the audience was, you know, on the side of the movie and worth laughing at all the right parts.
Was she nervous?
She was nervous.
Your
she
baby,
was nervous
so, yeah.
about the whole thing.
Yeah. No.
If she wasn't nervous, she certainly wouldn't sit in the audience and see the same damn movie again, which she's seen hundreds and hundreds of times. But it's new with an audience, with people reacting to it.
Well... I'm glad she was pleased, because she did a lot of work, and that was, you know...
And kudos to her editor.
Lots of
nice
good
job.
Editing there. I wonder who that was who edited it.
Well, they had a lot to live up to with the whole Arise thing and stuff, so it's you know, the gauntlet had been thrown many years ago.
They used some footage from Arise. They used all
I
sorts
recognized.
Of footage.
Yeah, yeah.
They had some good shots. Boy, look at it come down. Really raining cats and dogs in here.
Pike doddle.
Yeah, it rains on the roof like fire. soon a burning.
So do you think Stang will have many more X days?
That's
is he
a
tired of that kind
question.
Of thing?
I'll tell you what the official plan is, since I am a master of church secrets. I can tell you, I don't know if it's supposed to be classified or not, but the plan is to dump the whole thing on Philo and make him do it in Kentucky on his land.
That'll work. That'll work really
Ooh,
well.
There we go.
That's the plan.
No rent.
Yeah, no paying somebody else, keeping more of the dough, and not doing any of the work.
People in the bathroom. All
day. Well, they'll have to rent some porta johns, just like they do it at Wisteria.
I thought they were going to have it at Stang Ranch at some point.
Well, he joked about that, but
I can tell you that being at Stang Ranch that time of year would be even more grueling than being.
It'd be super hot, and there'd be a million cactus thorns and scorpions and rocks and
somebody let the dog out. Just gone forever. No, just having that on, like having it next day, I think, on your own land is not a great idea.
But then they're thinking of having it at some other point in the year. Other than July 5th.
Yes, January there was that 13th. Too, of changing the date. Man, that you can't mess
you
with
can't
that. Once
that,
you start something like that, you have to stay
that's
with
right.
it. You can't, it's July 5th upside down. And that
so,
turns out
so you
to
don't
be,
think the country would stand, say, doing, let's do July 4th on August 13th now. It's cool. It's like
well,
it's just the same.
We could go back to celebrating July 4th with fireworks and picnics and bangity bang. We don't do that anymore because it's right there by X Day's shoulder.
Seems like every July they have some kind of alien invasion movie coming out.
It's the silly season. Yes, the aliens are back, more lovable than ever. And what a merchandising opportunity. Every kid will want a special alien companion. Available now through Masterpiece Products. Life
chest light. Burster sold
squeezable.
Separate.
You got the face hugger and the chest buster and
somewhere you can get a chest you can get a face hugger CPAP mask, which I like to get.
That must startle the wife when she comes into the room. But actually, the CPAP, I thought there was some change of medical opinion about it, that it's not so hot so after all or something. But I was
yeah, because the little thing comes alive and it really is a face hugger. And they've lost some people to that. Hey, this is a cool mask. Oh.
Well, there was also
okay,
that
I'll
piece of
it,
art.
Me.
Showing the Kissy app as a face hugger.
Well, they were saying when they gave me the CPAP machine.
That's more like it.
They were saying when they gave me the CPAP machine, don't cover this hole, or you'll
whatever
you'll,
you do,
you'll kill yourself. Oh, thanks. Now I don't have to call Dr.
Just
Kevorkian.
Stuff some gum in there, and
well,
you'll be
actually,
in
CPAP
paradise.
CPAP machines have been used for that, right? You know that.
That's true.
You'll die
true.
In
I mean,
your
actually,
sleep,
which is
yeah.
pretty cool.
And you'll wind I mean, up geez, in man. Paradise. And someone will come along.
Remember that commercial back in the 70s of the classical music that they used to have this in it?
Yes. Rimsky-Korsakov.
The saddest part is in the movie is they showed my favorite commercial ever where the guy's in hell and his sinus is hurt and then he gets closed up in a suitcase and flown to Arizona. And they had just the Arizona part in the movie.
In it's the Sartorius movie?
Yeah. Was and I don't even remember. It was Vicks Vaporub or something.
You send your sinuses to Arizona. You know, which
pretty cool.
is fine, but then what about you? Now you have no sinuses, and your sinuses are in Arizona. That was one of those weird commercials back in the days when they had the Hertz guys flying into the driver's yes. seat and the Manners, the midget butler, and Stronger Than Dirt, Ajax Knight galloping
O.J. Simpson running through the airport.
Oh, that was a little later. Yeah. O.J. running through the airport.
In that series of the guy flying into the Hertz rent-a-car, Chevrolet put a not an Impala, but the next one up the market side on top of a butte in Monument Valley. With a pretty girl just pointing at the car. But you're out in Monument Valley. And I'm living in Hawaii watching as a little kid thinking, I want to be in Monument Valley. I don't even know where that is and I want to be there. And how'd they get that car up there anyway?
Helicopters.
so confusing.
Hell, a cop dare.
And they used to have one about bowling under the truck. You know, you can bowl under this truck. That's how far off the ground it is.
Oh. And then my favorite commercial of all was a guy shooting a Tommy gun for no good reason at the cockpit of an F-102 fighter to show you how strong Johnson & Johnson floor wax is.
Oh, wow.
Well, how about the gorilla mistreating Samsonite luggage?
Yeah. Oh, right. A little bit later in time with that. Yeah, because, and they made disparaging remarks about luggage handlers while they were doing it. Like the
That never sat
but
well
was it
with
a
me.
Real gorilla?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They got a gorilla to knock around some Samsonite suitcases.
And they should have had a Yeti.
And the Timex.
When Liza and I went up to a certain guy's house up in Forestville, he showed us his Yeti documentary, which was so dumb, it was dumb.
It's got to be fake. They never found bones or anything like that.
Yeah, I know. It's,
well, you can't find bones if they take them away. So
but
no
you can
one
fill up an
every
hour
single
of time
bone
with talk about it. It's pretty fun.
We, our species, takes the bones away and buries them.
Well, yeah.
And then other people find them. And
that's
nobody's
right.
found the Yeti
no
graveyard
one's ever found
yet.
Them, yeah.
Or any copper lights.
Or have they? Some say that Gigantopithecus is actually the Yeti. Did not become extinct. And those bones are what the Yeti's skeleton would be like. You're aware of Gigantopithecus, the giant prehistoric ape?
How tall was he?
Whitney back
he
on
was
track
as
and
big as any Yeti. And not only says, that, but in a book called down. Apes, Giants, and Men, the scientist Professor Hans Weidenreich said, this creature is misnamed. It should not be called Gigantopithecus because the teeth are not ape-like but human. Therefore, it should be called Giganthropus, giant man, not Gigantopithecus, giant ape.
Oh, wow.
Did you fall asleep?
So what about that? Pretty human, huh? Sounds like a Yeti all the time. And they were going to make a movie about White Man Meets Bigfoot by R. Crumb, the comic book where White Man is kidnapped by a big, shapely Yeti girl and taken off to live among the Yetis and eventually loves it, but then the government captures Yeti and puts her in the National Abominable Snowman testing facility, and White Man breaks her out and he goes back and he lives in the bushes with her, and that's the happy ending. Hollywood got a hold of it and they kept changing it and changing it, and it became Harry and the Hendersons.
And then, of course, they're coming out with a movie called Abominable, which is a Pixar kind.
And there was that spinoff too of the bushes where they hell said they just went, and I just saw that at a certain DVD store they had. Remember that? The Bushes? There was one season that went by. The one I want to buy is the Lincoln one, which was so... It's
you mean probably, the Lincoln Vampire Hunter?
Oh, no. This was a TV show with Lincoln. It was probably the worst TV I've ever
seen. I wish Trump could just be a TV show, you know. And
he
just,
did that already.
He would prefer that, I think. He's way ahead of us. I don't think he really likes being president, but he likes being the glad hander, but he hates the actual
just
job
like
of being
the West Wing. Just have it be on TV, and it would be fun, you know. Just Steven Seagal could go up against him.
I wonder
and,
if you could hit him up for that. That'd be funny. Like, tell him... You'll be the first president on reality TV, and we just watch him all day in the house, you know, raging and
there we go.
Around.
A Steven Seagal Trump debate.
Ta-Nehisi Coates.
It's an arrestable offense because we've decided that you can be arrested for certain things in areas that are designated high drug crime areas. It is not an arrestable offense on the Upper East Side of Manhattan. That's a policy decision. We've made a decision that we are going to invest in black communities through the criminal justice system and in no other way. That's a decision. And so, you know, I mean, that don't mean that the officer, you know, shouldn't have got fired today as he would. That don't mean that at all. But if that's your standard, if that's the enemy, you're just going to keep coming back again and again and again. And you end up talking about individual officers, which, I mean, in its own way, it's actually a really conservative formulation of the question. Because it says if I can get more individual moral correct acting officers in place, then maybe we can fix this, as opposed to looking at entire systems.
Advancing the conversation to abolish racism for over 70 years. 94.1 KPFA. Avacha.
They came running from the Klan, holding on to everything they had, while others were just looking for something to hold on to. The Blues came west looking for freedom land. L.A., Sacramento, and San Francisco had that big city thing. Folks rocked in Russell City. Vallejo had a scene. Richmond had a kind of smooth Chi-Town sounding thing. But if you wanted a gut-wrenching, soul-taking, down-home blues, you know, the kind of blues that your mama warned you about and the church warned you about, the kind of blues that made your hair stand on end, snatched you out of chairs, made you shout after a fool, jump up and dance, that good old makes you want to holler kind of blues, you have to come to Oakland. Oakland, 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 the blues mecca of the West Coast. Steve was as wild and sophisticated as you were.
Storytelling for social change on KPFM.
Here are some cicadas and flies in southern France.
You know, they do want, I think, diversity. And
well, on the Puzzling Evidence Show,
the news are included.
Hopes and prayers, our thoughts and prayers at your time of sorrow. Our prayers go with you. We pray on you.
F7 to Central, there's a...
And his daughter... What about Margaret, Truman?
There's a fire in the basement. A lot of smoke's coming out of the ventilator.
Then, Bess Truman. The best of all the Trumans. Give 'em hell, Harry.
Dewey. Wow, we're in the 60s already. Oh, how'd that happen?
That would be great.
You get a big kiss and a pat on the back.
And a certificate.
They'd send us out the door and say, go at it, boys.
A little frame from Aaron Brothers.
Yeah, we'd get a little certificate. We'd probably get a T-shirt.
Wow, T-shirt. Okay. And a little car.
Thank you note.
A little radio-controlled car would be cool.
Yeah.
But you've got the little radio-controlled flying.
I know. See, those should be the premiums for this show. If you subscribe to this show.
A premium for the show.
You would get a radio-controlled helicopter with a camera.
Fun is not an option.
Is that supposed to be your little model helicopter thing?
Nuh-uh.
Well, is that supposed to be your little flying...
That's
your little flying...
That's the that's
drone
the
thing.
It has been since the very beginning. Because we went up to Tule Lake, Dr. Hal and I, and we saw the... What's left of a concentration camp that occurred. It's not actually an internment camp.
Tule Lake Monks.
But I mean,
somebody was proudly concentrating.
And the farm machinery was sinking into the ground.
That's in a museum. At the fairgrounds main.
Such
engine.
Good farm machinery. Lost.
Lost. Then, you know, I went out to a friend's farm in Sulphur Springs, Texas. And littering ground were beautiful, burnished old tractor seats and giant metal spars and huge, heavy gears. Really neat stuff. It would sell for a lot in California.
Sir!
That's okay, go ahead. I said, you know, this stuff would be gone in a second in California. Except at Bodie, where you can still walk around in a big field and trip over a gigantic ranch.
The bad men from Bodie.
Yeah, but most of the people were bad there. For instance, one prostitute married the only butcher in town. And then the ladies of the town wouldn't ever speak to her. So he closed up the only butcher shop there and moved to San Francisco.
Yeah, where they had plenty of butcher paper.
Smarter than the average bear.
I was walking down the street on the way to the show, and I passed the place that had a sign that seemed to say vegan butcher or butcher vegan. I just can't imagine how that is accomplished, but it's right out there on University. And
kill me some meat.
At this time, on this historic occasion, I am asked to give to you this package, which is from Lies. And he would be gratifying if you would actually open it and experience its contents, which I am ignorant of.
Right, thank you.
On the on the spot, on the situation, on the show, and watch don't your you reaction. So that is an option. What can I say?
There we go. Did we do it in time? We did. But I hate these old stupid ones. I'm going to have to go learn how to steal the new ones.
Steal this radio station.
Finish. Check out my combo. Combo, what a wonderful word.
Music nuggets to dream by.
Little fried nuggets of music in
your mouth. Yes, from Nuggets, California, capital of the cream of the music scene here
well,
at Golden
State. Well, speaking
of
pretty girls and all, we just happen to have a kid back here to check up the king.
King size, family size, and new economy size.
That is just...
I dub thee Sir Last-A-Lot. Because your family will not need to buy another one of these. But buy two. Oh.
Get him a coffee. Get some sleep.
Oh, okay.
He's right.
Okay.
Get the word of a criminal.
No. Get your coffee yet?
Why is everybody asking me that?
Cough.
Coffee. Station. Oh, can't do that.
555.
No.
Please go to the pink and white tent hospital as soon as possible.
It's against all broadcast regulations. I'm sorry. I just, you know, I'm not allowed to ask something else. Jimmy Carter peanut butter rolling across the land. In an oozy, nutty blob.
George
here
Bush.
And there on hand.
I do not like the George Bush.
Jimmy Carter's peanut butter really ought to be the peanut butter of your family.
Dino De Laurentiis.
Carlo Rambaldi.
See, they didn't say it. Couldn't bring themselves to say it. They stopped it at Barack Obama. See what Mr. Greedy...
I'm quite curious to know why he would do such a thing. So please show it to me when you open it up so I can see.
A virus from the moon.
Well, you know, the way Mr. Mavridis thinks and so on. He's opening the package, folks. He's penetrating to the core. A beautiful wrap job, too.
Is it a crank gift?
Oh, what? That's a great box.
It's the one USM-447 show drone.
Is there one in the box there?
From General Atomics.
Oh, boy. Excellent. Well, I guess now you're really going to put this thing on a firm footing.
General Atomics isn't messing around.
Yeah,
no, it's like writing to the Acme Corporation.
So now I have to go through the radioactively sealed tape. I don't want to hurt the show drone.
No, don't penetrate the gas canister.
As usual, these government...
Those things usually have security protocols
know,
where you can open
thing.
Them.
I think it's got a little riff that's almost... Let's see, what can I...
Now, where did he come up with that?
I'm going to go put on a radiological suit.
Yeah, I think that thing is hot. It's radiating over there. That, look, that's like a rainbow there. That must be fairly radioactive. We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution of the United States of America.
I need a THF reading for gravity pressure. Check it.
Bias A of plus one.
Lean back. Yes, a little. Your GHF reading.
Can't take my eyes off the mood level.
I need a computer reading.
You have a mood as long as you're staring at
it. Can you set me up?
No, it's doing this purple thing, but the edges are really blue.
Corrected. That's critical. That checks out here.
This is me.
You don't think it's worth it?
To do the show? No.
You don't think it's worth it?
Oh, say, can you see?
Yeah, fairly well. I need new glasses, but...
See, I have a box full of the Apollo stuff in the car.
Apollo?
Yeah, from the set of the movie where they go to the moon.
Oh, they're not going to sacrifice to Apollo.
So you just go get the right tool for the right...
427 Echo to Central.
That has to be done by daytime.
What so proudly
super
we
super sealed.
At the Twilight's last gleaming,
yes.
Everett, we hardly knew ye.
Broad stripes, bright stars.
Maybe you're not supposed to get in here.
Through the perilous fight.
We can see the man Otto Meyer now.
Where the hamsters were splashed. Ramparts were wrenched? Watched. And ramparts were what? Where the ramparts were hot? No, that can't be.
I'll have that with a fried egg or.
KRAZY on the bop of your dial in Cool Town, USA.
Now
and
that's
today
a
we have the
dawnest,
craziest cat in the world as our guest.
Septic tank out back.
No, really.
There ought to be someone else who can do it sometimes.
He has a higher position than most people.
The moon and found some really high-grade ore. We got the idea from a movie. A really good movie. All right, what'd you say last night?
Moon Rainbow. Yeah. Oh, yes.
I pulled it out the other night and was watching just because the pacing of the speaking is so great. Because she reads out to everything. So it's just like, oh, yes. It's like 15 minutes go by. That's a great movie. 11 minutes go by.
Yeah.
You don't have to do much.
And it's the Doris Mishman editing style of, you know, like, film the reactions to the...
Yeah.
Well, you know who's, like, wins, I think, the best one for that is Blaze Starr Goes Nudist. It's, like, all of her, like, eye flare bits and, like, all of her reacting to the words and stuff. Those are the best, like, shots of, like, you know, the dialogue is over here, and I'm, like, assimilating in the work. Yeah.
I don't think I've seen that in a long time, so... Because the one with... Chesty Morgan,
where that the spy I series, remember, yeah,
those Deadly are really weapons. Sad. She just looks so sad as a human being.
Yeah,
in the shots, they really kind of creep me out.
Yeah, and like the veneer of the '60s was kind of gone. You know, it's like
yeah, and it's just like this is filmed at Jack Ruby's place. You know, it's so sleazy feeling. Not exactly sleazy, just really sad. Like she's looking at the end of her time, or I don't know what she's thinking, but. They don't have, like, news on the moon where you want to move there, you know?
Yeah.
Because the moon maids are so great.
Yeah.
Dancing in diapers all the time.
Well, that's the thing. The Blaze Starr Goes Nudist. It's like the nudist camp has a lot of those kinds of, like, look over here, you know? And then there'd be, like, activities and stuff.
Right. They're called cutaways. On the moon. And you look at the pretty moon gals... and their pipe cleaner antennae, and you think to yourself, they're sitting on really sharp coral. They must be amazing ways to handle pain when you can eat candy bar wrappers and sit on raw coral.
Yeah. Well, they just don't know the earth ways.
They have a special wand that knocks you out. Just they touch you in the head, and the next thing you know is you kind of go to show land.
Yeah. That's probably where the Vulcan neck pinch came from.
Yeah.
Probably looked at that and went, hey, we need like a little stunning device. Yeah.
Yeah. Nude on the moon. And the thing, everything's great. I mean, every single frame of that movie, even the theme song that has a title card that does nothing for the 2 minutes or 2.5 minutes this song is on. No letters appear, but obviously some should appear.
Yeah.
It's just the greatest.
I should use that. Like just that, like loop of the running, you know, title
running
card without
dogs.
A title. Yeah, it's just like a star thing, you know. So that would be a, you know, like a.
You mean a Starbase, Luigi?
I'm pasta for you, my little angel hair pasta.
Queen bee.
One calling Queen Bee, calling spacecraft Queen Bee.
And if I ever went to prison, it would be for something big.
The ramparts were scorched, are so gallantly steaming.
Wow.
What did you get into the box? Oh, look at the show drone.
drone.
How about that?
Goodness.
Well, that is really a piece
that's
of equipment here.
I'm supposed to eat the paper.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, I saved the box. It's collectible.
See about
and so well, that's what it was, folks. Puzzling Evidence was given a show drone.
Yeah.
And
a USM-147 show drone.
One USM-44-7 show drone.
Rocks at him.
See, from General Atomics.
From General Atomics, that's right. Well, a kid can throw rocks at it, but I doubt if he can do anything.
Many cases
is that used to, like, decommission nuclear power plants?
I think so.
One atom at a time.
Any standoff kind of...
hard to find the storage tanks to store all the dirty water. Oh, don't crumple up the instructions.
That's some fake fire.
We've been told we've heard all the tapes, and I have no reason to believe otherwise.
Hmm. Okay.
No reason.
Well, okay. We're still listening to them.
Once we've heard them, they will make our decision.
That's right. They'll become... part and parcel of our presentation.
Oh, how beautiful. As we dance around with the entire Berkeley
over.
Area. It's interesting because there's no remote and there's no stand.
Heavens to Murgatroyd.
So it just flies around like a human. It just does what it wants.
Excellent.
We'll have to see.
Stage left.
With our little show drone.
That thing's flying around like some kind of gigantic insect.
Insect. That's just sick. Okay, we just have a cue mark there for the almost the end of the show.
It's a coming up fast. Yes, we can't keep this up forever. Like the show drone, the show itself will have to land and soon. But for now, look at it bob and weave.
Show drone's real thing.
Yeah, well, somebody should have taken a picture. Can still take a picture.
Can still. Will and, well, it's in the air.
For this historic occasion.
Can that show drone do something about the flies in my studio room here? Tape,
really?
Warrant you holding
yes.
it up for this many hours.
Ain't no flies on Jesus.
You knew about the flies in this computer?
I don't know why there are flies in here.
This was a touchscreen until recently. Then flies were landed on it.
I don't feel at all well.
And causing shows to do all kinds of funny things.
Is that why? That's why in your part of the studio they have the fly stick on
the hippie temptation.
Fly yeah. trap. That
but they have names, Howard.
Oh, well, yes, there's Little Mortimer there, and with his thorax stuck at the top, that's
to be very high.
George.
And,
what about the fake ones?
Those, I can't understand why they have a bunch of phony flies up there, as well as actual fly corpses, brought all the way from Fly Ranch, Nevada.
Anyway, it's a fly problem over in the room I'm in.
And they really just ought to... You know, zip it up.
But since
oh, look, the show drone lights up.
Wow.
And look, it flies. Oh, there it goes. It's up there, folks. It's up near the ceiling, whirling around, and it's all colors.
Take that, flies.
Green and blue. Yeah, it might roll. It's zapping around the control room, folks.
Wow.
And it's near the fly strip, too.
What if it gets caught in a fly strip?
It would be awful. It would be besmeared with the foul corpses of flies.
Wow.
It landed rather hard there.
I don't think those flies have a chance against that thing.
For many, the price of taking the shortcut to discovery...
that control it.
Is there a remote control, or does it just fly around on its own?
It has a mission.
All right.
Pre-programmed.
That was wild.
That was incredible. Yay! The flying show drone.
I think you can control it by...
telepathy?
By...
It says this is uncontrollable.
Oh, yeah.
It's a force of nature.
Wait, I can see the future. That might be it for the charge.
Beaker, huh? Beaker, beaker, beaker.
Turn them out of century without drone.
Well, unplug everything in the studio if you can charge that.
How do you charge it? Do you have a charging cord?
Yeah, there's a little charging cord.
Hmm.
Everybody's got one.
And well,
I think
days,
you control it maybe a little bit by holding the ball of air that produces
the charge smartphone.
I could kind
when
of
I go
steer
home.
It, but.
So the
you mean by
30
seconds? Putting your hands near the blades? Is that what you're saying?
No, near its little round butt.
Must remember.
Oh.
No, I'm sorry, but I'm using the air, the column of air. I realize if I could
remember.
Do this, I could kind of shape it, but
remember.
It's really meant to go up and hit the ceiling.
Oh, excuse me.
Yes. It had a lot more gumption than I expected.
Yeah, and it's using draining a lot of battery power because it's got flashing lights and twirling propellers.
It couldn't terrify us without using all its power.
The glitter and the attraction of the bright and bold and noisy.
And when it went up,
That's right.
Was more than bright and bold. It was a spectacular.
Oh, yes.
And it will fly again, I'm sure. And speaking
of
flies, maybe we could take those fly strips down. They've got to be swarming with virulent bacteria.
And we should take them down?
Well, they're in our space here, man. There's
man.
A dead fly thing.
Well, you want live flies coming to this room over here.
I think I've seen enough of our friend, the common fly. Yes.
Here we are at the little fly funeral.
Oh, that is too bad, but plenty more where they come from.
That's why this place is filling up fast.
They'll call it Cobweb Hotel.
Ha, ha, ha.
The Lord in his wisdom made the fly and then forgot to tell us why.
In the series Absolutely Fabulous, there's a small running joke about one of the characters thinking that maybe in the movie The Fly, that really did happen. And Jeff Goldblum is out there somewhere as half fly, half...
Yeah, that is, that's been covered up, though, by...
Oh, yeah, I forgot those, the cover-up.
Yeah, right. Remember, it's not the crime, it's the cover-up, so...
Did Tom Hanks really go to the moon? He does everything. He goes to the moon, then he comes here and saves people in ships and planes.
He didn't go to the moon, but it's of interest to notice that in his movie, he was in the Vomit Comet. They built a set in the Vomit Comet.
Oh, yeah.
And so they really are in the microgravity.
Von Braun. And
so are all the camera people, sound people.
Yes. Director. Can't have been that easy to do, but that was a fun thing for them.
And then, you could, in the mic cut, you'd show the crash of the Vomit Comet, and then he crawls up on the island where he is for...
Yes, with only a ball for company.
And that ball is a show drone.
Spalding? Oh, well. So you're out of power and you can't fly her again.
No, it's charging, but I have a bad feeling the battery might be really tiny. Mm. It's so light.
That's all right.
It has a lot of mechanical stuff.
Fun to watch it go up there. That was really something. Too bad we could not film the flight of the show drone.
Well, I'm thinking of bring both drones and shoot with the other little tiny drone.
Drone to drone combat.
The first drone.
Yes, the first drone could take a picture of the second drone, and the second drone could snap the first drone in two as they battle above our heads.
Again and again and again.
I'm glad
Amazon takes over the Amazon
notify the press.
With drones.
Hundreds and thousands. Well, actually, at Burning Man, I think it was a few years ago, they had a spectacular launch of 10 godzillion drones, all with lights on, went up and up and up. You know, we watched, and some people said, is that all there is? And then a huge cloud appeared behind that that filled the entire sky. Where did they all go? They must have landed somewhere.
8 years ago by President Kennedy.
He's still sad about that.
Stupid, Bob.
Stupid. Right. Besides, this is the best show. We're
on the best show.
You know
show.
What?
Yeah.
That's right. This is the best show. That's just a Johnny Come Lately
goes back,
that struggles to be like
this
show.
To the 1800s
show.
Great Man Theory, where, you know, the great shows. Each show is so great that I almost broke my arm back slapping the other shows.
That's, yeah, because your magnanimity is so large.
Yeah, my greatness is just a little bit bigger than their greatness.
Right. And your greatness has the potential then to elevate others to a level of greatness.
See, folks, how this works? It's unbelievably great, this show. And then you, by listening to it, become even more unbelievably great.
And you'll learn what makes America great.
Love you, America.
Comes up and
help him. A picture from right next to it.
I'd like this back, please.
Just the perfect blend ship.
What?
Don't you know that more children are killed
till it's too late.
Woman screams.
Now, what kind of product that actually is a
special mouse finger powder?
What is a product that actually is a thing that exists? That they'll go over it and not stop and eat it, and I can potentially get a sense of the flight plan.
Here's a little something. Just tell me what you want me. Comes off rapping all over.
Smurf those infestation. Guys. Yeah.
Smurf 6 is out this week.
Remember Stang's anti-Smurf sermon from years ago? Yeah. I still agree with it.
Yeah, well, it's all about that Smurfette. She causes a lot of problems.
She's the only female Smurf in the entire colony.
She's the chief
Smurfette, indeed.
Smurfette.
Why, I oughta.
Trial it sometime. Trial it.
Now just go to imsmurfette.com. Yes, that's what you shout at the belly dancers in their traditional culture.
My eyes, yes. Oh no.
My eyes, yes. As if your eyes had been blasted by the sight of so much feminine bulkitude.
It was so beauteous it blew my mind.
Yes.
It was beautific.
Like hapless Semele.
And beautilicious.
Coming into the pork town.
When she appeared to flaming Jupiter.
Never. All the people are dancing and they're having such fun. I wish.
A snake scale. A snake. A snake dancer.
Everybody hates you.
I hate you.
You have no purpose.
Nothing.
A snake scale.
You
a snake.
Kill yourself.
A snake dance.
Nothing you ever do is right. Everything you do is wrong. And I hate you.
You
a snake
drive everyone away.
A snake.
You
can't a snake
handle
dance
yourself. How can you really let somebody go and you love them?
You are just a pathetic woman.
How can you really let me go? You can never let me go. Are you afraid of me? Are you afraid of loving me? I am you. A siren. You are a failure. Because you let it happen. Because you knew.
Well, that's
you
all right,
knew.
Mama.
What are you afraid of?
9 years is the exact right amount of time to be in a...
I ask you a question. Don't worry. Do not fret.
Stimulus aggression programming. Starring...
That's stupid.
Drug that I'm on.
It has nothing to do with that.
They shut down the main power. They might not read our auxiliary.
Put him down!
What are you gonna do now?
Ghostbusters? I'm waiting for the bus.
Yeah. Renewed energy. Be able to leap up, leap the rainbows of the brooks, jump from rock to rock.
That's like that
climb
guy
effortlessly.
Why do you keep slapping yourself?
I'm just trying to stay awake.
Because it's fun when I stop.
Well, I didn't realize you were doing it too. You can quit it. I'll just do the slapping over here.
Yeah, if I'm going to slap, myself. Then.
And we hope we haven't injured, I mean offended.
Listen to that interesting sound that caller is making.
That caller is crooning in sorrow because we've offended and injured. I mean, yes, offended.
That's one of the strangest calls we've ever gotten.
Well, it's a call from very far away. Picked up by our deep dish radio antenna.
Is that caller singing a very high note?
Okay. Recorded from the Lesser Magellanic Cloud and the general celestial vicinity of the Crab Nebula. Readers of Pete Goldie's column will remember that the Crab Nebula is actually the remains of a disintegrated solar system.
And that's some of the hard-hitting news you hear on the Puzzling Evidence Show.
That's right, some hard-hitting...
We don't save anything.
Below-the-belt news stories.
We don't hold back.
We're pounding a news beat here at the Puzzling Evidence Show in the Bureau.
It helps a lot if you're small and can't defend yourself very well.
Like some dusty moth larva. Or a just-born, half-blind weasel.
No, do the other thing. Thanks, yeah.
Well, it's emblematic of the line in our minds. That line that we won't cross.
Don't
for
you
nobody.
Cross that line.
No how.
But in order to get them, they have to chop them off an enormous lump, larger than a bathtub, larger than a refrigerator. This huge, quivering white cube.
Well, that's the price you
pay. It was terrifying to see that thing coming down the assembly line. What a sense of mortality.
I'd like to watch them when they chop it. How do they chop it?
It's some kind of a machine that does it. They don't do it with a chopper, that's for sure.
Got some big guy there with a big old meat cleaver just hacking away.
Well, that would be wonderful. Those brawny arms are constantly at work. Yes, that would be a
meat cleaver in each hand, just whack, whack.
But it's not a meat cleaver. The stuff has a consistency less than cheese, you know. It's almost like a meringue. You have to cut it with certain finesse. And so high speed, it's forced, I think, through various gratings. And, you know, it's just rendered down. It's chopped and made the optimum size. There's the larger size and the small size.
9 years is the exact amount of time to be in a bad relationship.
The reason I'm calling is, if you have any garbage, would you mind putting it out now?
Strangest thing happened. Both my watch and the car clock stopped at 5 after 3. I wonder why.
Puzzling evidence.
No, I've got a premonition.
Oh, don't be foolish. Come on.
Here's dead too? I don't know. No radio, TV, even the wire services are cut.
Yes, I don't understand it. What's going on around here?
Or maybe it'll come to Puzzling Evidence, because he was there in those days, and he also had to listen to endless chatter about,
sure, why not? As you will.
Because if you go see Pacific Rim or Superman, you need to know about bullets.
Oh, it's, did I say Snow Sarah Lincoln? It's 10.9.
Jim Cornyatis and I are going to see Percy Jackson and Sea of Monsters.
Who's okay, Rob?
Exactly.
With this,
Percy
there,
Jackson.
There you go.
He's
already
Percy Jackson,
no,
Sea of Monsters.
For the knob.
Is that a movie?
That is a movie.
It would be a great play.
It's the second in the Percy Jackson series.
He probably does.
After Percy Jackson. Percy Jackson and the Olympians. The lightning.
On it. Big light surface.
It's the most technically accurate when it comes to the solar system sci-fi film I think I've ever saw. And it is horrible.
Are you cranking that right now?
With Nose Hair Linkland glowing there.
Hey, that's us. I'm going so I can review it. Jim's going because he likes this movie.
Evening, Wednesday
night. We're a perfect match.
Yes.
Storytellers.
Which means we're all in our 90s in a big bed.
Yeah.
Giggle, giggle, giggle.
You guys killed the storytellers with the original crew there.
Oh, yeah. It took all of us. They were hard.
We strangled them with their own bedclothes. It takes a village to kill the storytellers.
They would run in and pile up on them on the bed, and they couldn't breathe. So they couldn't do their show.
Do you enjoy her pain?
See?
Are they doing
last transmission they made.
Are they suffering now still?
Yeah. Yeah, because it goes out and radiates forever. So some part of the storytellers, the radio signal, will always be suffering as it goes out into space.
Good. Good.
I like what you've done here. Yes.
This must be the Hal Needs a Beer music.
Oh, we didn't do it last show. I'm so sorry on that Friday show. That show had everything against it, and somehow it
was a turkey and straw. That's what gets my beer.
I was going to say, what is the Hal Needs a Beer music?
I don't care. It's just we didn't have the props ready to
turkey
lower
and the straw
a half-drunk
now,
beer down in the
on its side.
Little,
it's got dripping beer.
Dripping beer, which he has to then, like, pick up and wipe off of
and a dirty napkin. And a napkin with a dirty woman's napkin. Phone number on it, but it's half smudged. Gone.
There you go, Hal. From your friends.
Yeah, we should have done it because there was nothing on the table.
Yeah, I know.
It was a naked table.
Caesar, we've made contact. We're not moving.
And Jim Fortianus, a large man, had a little tiny table to sit on.
I know. I don't know who to blame for this.
What a weird show.
I mean, I heard him say something about, like, you know, that because his back was hurting him, he didn't want to, like, have to carry the thing, you know, from the back.
Oh, that's a lie. His
Which to me is like, you know, ask
fine.
Someone else. I mean,
no.
I was like, I would have helped him, but I didn't find out till too late, and whatever. Love you, Jim. See you tomorrow night.
No, it's a lie if you think he was lying. He was not lying about that.
Single parents are welcome. If you live in New Jersey,
so nobody calls the show anymore. Not
this
like
show? No, nobody knows the number.
Yes. And I forbid the telling of it because it's like too much like protocol.
You're listening to Hal Needs a Beer.
There we go.
Yeah. Why do you hate radio?
Oh, gee.
It's the Kill K-Rob tone. You're listening to Radio Valencia.
He's not coming back.
Rob tonight.
Yeah.
That was the, like when I had that moon-shaped head.
Exactly. and that rocket kept flying into it.
Because it kind of screws up the show. And that would be K-Rob tonight, or Krob tonight.
K-Rob tonight. Is that the name of the show now?
Yeah,
K-Rob tonight?
It's on at 12:30. We're going to hang around and see.
K-Rob tonight! Yeah, so that's why I do my Tom Waits.
The Black Rob.
I think that's probably your best approach. You
the
know,
Ray-Bans,
when
the
you,
moon
when
face.
You chop the show around.
And there's Gay Rob for those
drive-throughs.
Gay Rob is after K Rob?
No, it's not a. That's just for the sales marketing.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, so we get that.
That's a marketing angle. It's not a.
It's
a recurring
the,
character on the Gay Rob show.
Right. Gay
Rob.
Yeah, the Krob tonight is just like. It's kind of like Jimmy Carson, but not.
I'm afraid I fell asleep.
Uh-oh, time for the movie to start. See, when I was growing up, they had the good old National Anthem.
Yeah, and cue
movie.
The static.
And you had to stand there as if your country were sinking.
Just like Bob is doing, standing proudly and patriotic.
Standing up for my National Anthem. No, I'm standing up to... I'm sitting on kind of a semi-hard office chair.
Wow.
Nine. What a class.
Well, of course you are. This is America.
Yeah. Right, I am. This is what could be more American than having a sore ass from sitting in an office chair. Hours and hours and hours staring at the screen, wishing you could go home. Did you have to stare at the computer screen some more?
Did you have to sit at work today or something?
Oh, no. Today I built
a show.
The two girls.
Thanks for your help, Puzzling Evidence. But
yeah, okay.
We're there now.
Bonus barren, about volcanic dust.
different sorts. It's primarily about negation, about removing the legitimacy from the institutions that we take for granted.
What did you say?
And letting us see that, that these institutions, whether they're a certain way of making a movie or a certain form of movie, didn't have to be the way it is. And that it, it exists only sort of as a matter of its own weight.
Judy Garland at Carnegie Hall. You will hear bows that you never heard in your life.
Bakersfield, California.
I promised I'd come back and help you. See, I always keep my promises.
Did you say that?
Can I stay here with you? No, honey, I'm sorry. It doesn't work that way. There's nothing I can do about that.
What?
Wind down the stream with the crap is running.
Karen Carpenter's going to jump.
Should we stop her or just watch?
Inflate the anti-suicide radio Valencia. Storytellers will cushion your blow airbag.
The real story is so much more disappointing.
I heard cries of Jovial. Jovial.
What do you call it? Jovial tea?
People all excited about being out
Jovial
on
team.
A Wednesday night.
Jovial?
Yeah, they're all, hooray.
Jovial team.
Hooray, we're young. Jovial team. Let's have some more.
There are some out there?
Yeah, I went to look and they were all gone. They had walked around the corner.
Poof,
gone. Yeah, that's what it's like here at Radio Ones. They're on a corner.
While you were sailing? Don't hide, sweetie, please. Edward, is that you? Don't be afraid. No one will hurt you. Edward, is that you?
Trust the mood, man.
Yeah, we don't need that anymore.
Oh, there goes our mood.
Hang on.
No, I'm not.
I hope I'm not playing
too bad. I can say that my course success in sex and real estate will be this.
Yeah, I think he had me turned down, right? So,
I hope so.
What is it? Device,
who cares?
Device 13,000.
Yeah, sorry. It's device square root of pi. It's really obscure. I don't think you've heard of it. Who cares?
Not we. We're the menace from outer space, man.
Yeah. I'm saving my battery for porn. I'm done with you guys.
Yeah, my battery just died on my thing, too.
What, you're certain? What, one thing is down so what? Yeah. Don't you have 14 more?
Yeah, this is like the Bismarck in the final hours.
Can't just scare it.
Yeah.
Torpedo. Don't they have a bunch? Did you look and see if they have maybe.
It goes into.
Yeah,
it gives you the rotten apple look.
With the pouty face.
About 6 this morning. Skid marks appear to match the tire tracks from Reno.
Yeah.
It looks like he scraped the rail, lost some paint, too.
The skid marks.
Well, once upon a time, this was Nose Hair Linkland, but thanks, K-Rob, you did it again. You made it your show. It's always about you. Now I can talk directly to you.
I just take that show and I grab it.
After 1 a.m., I can just say, okay. Never thought K-Rob and I would fight so much, but here we are.
Yeah. No kidding. Ne'er an eye contact deal.
Are you known? Or have you ever been?
I wonder how K-Rob would feel if I decided to take this podcast for my own and not credit him when I put it up on the Nose Hair Linkland podcast website.
I'm all about the credit. I'm like Dustin Hoffman and Wag the Dog. It's like, I'll die for it.
Yeah.
I'll just be like right in the...
You'll method die for it.
Method. Mr. Robinson, you can't kill me.
Find Vitelli.
This arcade is really clean.
Yeah, it's got Xbox.
Wow. Play a long time on a quarter.
He was being blowed up.
We took in a lot of inventory today. If something got mixed in, we'll be sure to hand it back. But I don't think we're your men. Let me check through the cargo. Is it marked at all?
I think twice about playing games with me in there, mister. I will blow you to pieces.
You do that, your precious crate gonna be in bitty shards now.
Vector shards.
Best kind. Okay, let's,
Really?
Yeah. Okay, there we go. Now, wow. Restart the show.
We hired these guys to clean out for us?
Yep, now it's a puzzling evidence thing.
Damn it.
All right.
He just took it, just like that.
So harsh.
I'll kick it back over to you. There we go. La 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 la. Okay.
Four red capsules.
Very firm in your face.
Motherless, then it goes into, we have an incoming Alliance cruiser bearing down on us.
Where did all the drones go?
They went to KBFA 94.1.
This is Apollo Satellite Control. We just passed the 2 hour 20.
The Apollo Command Center is over at KPFB 89.3.
Well, thanks to Lies for providing that
bit
of technical.
I hope he didn't stay up. He's really old.
Well,
but he owns KFCF in Fresno.
Yes, he can do the playback.
Nobody owns 97.5 K24 ABR Santa Cruz.
I own Relodio.
Sorry.
Free and clear.
And, of course,
on the air,
it's online at www.kpfa.org as well.
Good morning, Buzz.
What's so good about it? That's all right. There. It's going to be all right.
No. Don't leave me. I said, what?